Thank you and good morning. The official certification of the November 4th election must be done by next Tuesday, December 2nd. And if the results, as of today, stand, Kimber Gill will be the winner in the Ward 3 City Council race in Eureka, knocking off incumbent Mike Newman. The election office released a post-election update on Friday that showed Burgell had overcome a 104-vote deficit and taken the lead by 46 votes. Burgell tallied 3,359 votes to Newman's 3,313 after mail-in and provisional ballots had been counted in addition to the early mail-ins and election day tallies. Also, the Eureka City Schools bond, which needed 55% approval to pass, appears to have reached that threshold, while a Jacoby Creek school bond that needed a supermajority failed. The sheriff's office and the coroner have identified the sole victim of a plane crash in southern Humboldt on Friday as 59-year-old Dr. Douglas Todd Pleatman, the chief emergency room doctor at Gerald Phelps Hospital in Garberville. Dr. Pleatman, a resident of Cameron Park, was flying his small plane en route to Garberville when he crashed in the South Fork of the Eel River on Sproul Creek Road. Dr. Pleatman was the sole occupant of the plane, and the cause of the crash is under investigation by the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board. A Humboldt County woman is facing up to 7 years in prison after being convicted of felony assault with a deadly weapon and causing great bodily injury. Elmi Workman will be sentenced in the coming weeks after a jury convicted her for her actions during a physical altercation with the victim, Angela Pitts, in May of 2012. Workman, who was driving a car in Eureka with her stepson Dennis Workman as a passenger, had been followed to Arcata by Pitts, who wanted to speak with Dennis Workman about the child the two had in common. At one point, that led to an assault by Elmi Workman after she stabbed Pitts with a knife, causing life-threatening injuries, including the laceration of her liver. Elmi Workman's offense was considered serious and violent under California's new sentencing guidelines, and the case was prosecuted by Deputy DA Zach Curtis. Arcata police arrested and jailed a man wanted on several felony warrants on Saturday night after stopping him while he was riding a bike on Alliance Road. The officer pulled over 54-year-old Andreas McDonald because he did not have proper lighting for his bicycle, and after checking records, learned that McDonald, a parolee, was also wanted on the warrants. A search of McDonald and his belongings turned up 5 baggies containing suspected methamphetamine, and he was arrested and booked for the warrants, possession, and possession for sale. Effective today, new promotions at the sheriff's office go into effect after Sheriff Mike Downey announced his decisions. With the recent retirement of top lieutenants opening up spots, Sergeants Kevin Miller and Dennis Young have been promoted to the rank of lieutenant. Corporals Jesse Taylor, Justin Bro, and Detective Samuel Williams have all been promoted to the rank of sergeant. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the impacts that increased personnel costs have had on local governments is the need for cities like Fortuna to match those rising costs with increased revenues, and that can be difficult for cities to do, with property taxes limited by Prop 13 and residents voting down any sales tax increases. City Manager Regan Candelario said that the city has a budget in place and that plans for making cuts is ongoing.
Maybe a little bit of why the community felt like they didn't need to support Measure V is that we have a pretty responsible city council and a responsible staff, and we have a budget that's running through June 30th, you know, and it's in a deficit mode. It's not a huge deficit, but we're okay right now, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do in July 1.
Candelario said that there's no fat in the city budget that can be cut.
We've already cut 3 officer positions from our police department. We've cut from our planning department. We've cut from our streets department. I mean, we have to reduce costs because we have no new revenues coming in. And hopefully sales tax will increase. Hopefully property tax will increase, but that's not a very optimistic there.
Without the revenue from the proposed sales tax increase, the next steps are clear and that the voters' voices have been heard.
It would have been nice to have had the support from, you know, Measure V, a new resource, to contribute to our general fund and ensure that we're not in a deficit mode and for years to come. But, you know, we're going to continue to cut. That's what we have to do now.
Candelario also pointed out that Fortuna voters not only rejected the sales tax increase, they also voted down a school bond and voted against the county sales tax measure as well. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.